This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Clinton promised to double federal funding for primary care services at community health centers at a cost of $40 billion over 10 years and reaffirmed her support for allowing Americans 55 and older to buy into Medicare, which generally does not become available until age 65. Some Bernie Sanders supporters broke into boos and walked out of the meeting room, while others shook their fists in a thumbs-down position after losing on the Democratic Platform Committee by a vote of 104 to 77 in their attempt to block support of the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal in Congress. People in the U.S. and some other wealthy countries are starting to beat back the diseases of aging. Leading killers, cancer, heart disease, stroke, are occurring later in life. While the overall cancer rate has been declining since the early 1990s, the plunge in colon cancer deaths has fallen by nearly 50% since its peak in the 1980s. The Kemper, Mississippi so-called Clean Coal Power Plant Project is a story of how a monopoly utility, with political help from the Mississippi governor and from federal energy officials who pressured state legislators in letters to support the project, shifted the burden of one of the most expensive power plants ever built onto the shoulders of unwitting investors and some of the lowest income ratepayers in the country. University of California system gave favorable admissions treatment to thousands of higher paying out-of-state and foreign students to the detriment of Californians. As a result, the legislature recently moved to link university funding to enrolling additional California residents. Mayor of Dallas says the Texas open carry gun culture had imperiled people on the streets of Dallas. This is the first time, but a very concrete time, that I think a law can hurt citizens, police, and not protect them, he said. I think it's amazing when you think that there's a gunfight going on and you're supposed to be able to sort out who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.